welcome to week 8 of the VFB podcast. Again in the studio, Jessica Newman.
Hello.
Dingleberry.
Oh, hello. Oh, stop, guys. I'm sorry, that studio audience, they just cheer for me sometimes. It's weird.
They don't cheer for you. They don't exist. I would like to start off by giving a huge congratulations to your nemesis, Legion of Doom. Most points this week at 129. Not a lot of points going around the docket this week, Jess.
No, not too many, but he got a lot of them.
Is pretty low average week, 91 average points per team this week, so sub 100 pointy per team. Wow. Averagey. And least points medal goes to Spicy Space Tubes for obvious reasons.
Spicy Space Tubes.
Rhythm section goes to Glenda's Trash Pandas at 23 points. And BK9 Unleashed gets his first medal this week. That's me. I was going along with lots of, you know, weeks with absolutely no medals. And finally got my first medal.
Yay!
Dynamic Duo, 55 points. Those are the medals. We've got 4 Duda Bides. The Duda Bide swelling has gone down to about a 4.
Well, cool. Thank
exactly
goodness.
4 from that throbbing bulbous 9 last
Good Lord.
The VFB went to the doctor and got the sponge taken out.
The what? Did they lance it?
They lanced it and it went down to about 4 biters.
Good. Those did they put on an antibiotic for those?
No. Those are the puppy hoarders. The Spicy Space Tubes, Bad Booty Rebel, and Team Bagel. So, got some people that are locked until week 11 now. You got some people, got one locked until week 10 still, which is socially distanced. They're still riding out their sentence there. But 5 teams unable to trade right now. Okay. I just want to get into my game real quick, because my game against the Hoarders.
Yeah!
A stellar week with Josh Allen, QB of the Bills, that I traded for Mark a couple weeks ago now. And of course, my guy, wide receiver of the Rams, Cooper Kupp. Getting me the first medal of my entire season this season. So got some
good reading.
Solid A-team performance in key positions otherwise. So despite my practice squad style rhythm section that I had, the J-man rises to second place as he takes out the Dude-abiding Hoarders, who are now, for the first time this season, under trade lock until week 11. And who was their abider? Dak Prescott. Didn't play due to a calf issue sustained in week 6. So, you know, we're week 8 now. And I would say with Dak, you know, don't ride a cowboy nor his calf issue. Just don't ride any of this boy. Go ahead and ride your horse because he's hurt.
Can I tell you about the Redskins this week?
Yeah, move on to the Redskins.
These Redskins, they had I hadn't read that sentence yet.
I'm ready for it.
I can do it.
Wow.
I can do it. Okay. Oh, this is a hard one.
Yes.
The Redskins had very red skin this week after a after a peaceful spanking from the P3.
Oh, jeez.
And peaceful it certainly was. Just 74.
That's one of the most peaceful coinages I've ever heard. That beat the Redskins so hard on their backside that it just swelled up with a nice red overlay.
Mom had one A-teamer, but the rest of the runs on the B-team squad and the entire practice squad were playing for this week. So it was plenty for Rodgers, -6 in the Chicago Bears D. who haven't had a QB sack in a couple weeks now, and his zero pointer, Jerick McKinnon, the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, played just 13 offensive snaps in Monday's game.
Ugh.
The game on Monday was against the Giants, which translated to no carries, no yards, nothing.
Zero
pointies. The rest of his game was nothing better than a B, so resulting final score 74-52. Boring.
Hello.
You're going to put a drop in there, aren't you? Anyways, Redskins drop from fifth place to sixth place. Mom moves to 11th, right under UMad Brosifs.
Yes.
In Stinktown.
You got it. And the Floopy Doobs, again, solid, consistent performance across her line. Mostly B-team perfies this week, but nonetheless, solid Bs. And many of them results in that 105 points she got. So, I mean, you don't need this at all, this solid performance, given Sean's continued sitch. He's got 4-0 pointers. He's got guys on bye, B-teamers, at least pointer this week with his least points medal that he got. 46 points to show, as well as the big L for loss and loser both.
Ouch.
21-point rhythm section, but otherwise a sump pump of a dump there. Sean takes home two bad medals this week. Count them, two, with what is now -7 medals for Sean. The worst in the league. All his doing. All Sean's doing. While he's getting smarter in classes and a shooting the rockets, both metaphorically and physically, whatever you want that to mean, his team is getting real tired of his absence. Floob flobs herself from second to fourth despite her win. Given the little 105-point win, Shawnee Boy moves to last place.
Where he belongs.
Now, speaking of spanking and red skin and stuff, how's that bad Rudy Rebel doing against that trash basket?
Ooh, trash and BBR. Unfortunately, another super boring game. Again, kind of a trend this week, but Beck was stinking it up with her 95-66 point win against a currently locked Duda Bider. So not much to celebrate there. Now, she did have one superstar, Mr. Daryl Henderson Jr., the running back of the Rams, who got her 22 Ps and some general A-team patches throughout her line, but just gross practice squatty otherwise. -1 in the D, which you just got to know. People are going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. oh, yeah.
Ooh, that sounded creepier than I expected. Tanner, of course, left in Saquon Barkley, running back for the Giants, who has not played since week 5 and said he didn't play week 8 because he has still too much swelling and soreness in his ankle. So we knew this. Yep, we knew this, exactly. Right? Beck and Tan sit down there at 14th and 15th place. There's just this little bench down there, and it's just the two of them just kind of hanging out, chatting with each other. Thinking about whether they want to go do the slide next or the swings next. Like, it's just like a little children's playground since they're playing as if they were, you know, children, basically.
Yeah. Just like not adults.
Right. Right.
I gotcha.
Like just young people that don't play well. That's the metaphor there.
I agree. Jess, do you like domestic violence, especially against women?
Do I like it?
Yeah.
Feels like there's a right answer to this, so I'm going to say no.
Well, Alyssa didn't like it either when Mark smacked the heck out of her
in
this week's husband-wife face-off. And finally, Mark wins this
battle.
As most of you know, Mark is not so physically built these days, so Alyssa wins a lot of those domestic disputes. But he's got to feel good around the house right about now, just like Jamie won last week. And finally, at least digitally, husbands are on top again.
There you go.
Woo-wee. Long time in coming, bros. Long time a coming. I would say let's ride this wave out until our next 2021 reality check of being a modern hubby and dad.
Ew, boogers.
Did it mean to?
Had one standout superstar with the ass cracks. Amari Cooper, wide receiver for the Cowboys at 26 points, combined with a bit of A-team performance in there. But in the end, 10 points short of Mark's fantastic A-team performance. Benevolently prevalent, Benev Prev, crossed his line. And that's despite a negative one in the K. Have you ever heard of a negative one in the K?
I never have.
Jeepers creepers!
First weird, for everything. Right? So weird.
Mark still doesn't ride to the playoffs world. He's just knocking at the door and asks if he can come in down there in ninth place. And he's like, hey. I beat my wife just now. I beat her, guys. Can I come in? And we're like, no, Mark. No, you may not. And Mark's like, but it's raining. And Mark's like, Mark, stay outside. You need a different choice of words before you come in and join the creme de la creme.
Oh, well, that delightful ending brings us to Jamie Newman and the 100-point smackdown he put on those little fire wingy doggies. Now, Jamie does have 2 zeroes in his line this week. Well, last week. But it wasn't a Dudabides, everyone. It was not a Dudabides situation. Basically, what happened, Robbie Anderson was targeted 38 times in the last 4 games, only converted 13 of them to catches. So that's as good of a catch rate as my son's, right? 34%. So every third. The other 0-point guy sucked too. So they were both supposed to play. So no duty Joe Biden. So no duty Joe Biden to give here.
I understood you.
I really, by the way, my own commentary in here. I love that he's still the original Brooklyn Nine, because I'm pretty sure like he made the joke way back when and then sort of forgot about it. So he's just still the original Brooklyn Nine. And I just imagine it.
I think he doesn't know how to get out of it, because I countered with an awesome upgrade to my name. And now I'm just winning back to back, as is he. But I think he's just too scared to go back to his original name.
Could be. It's a valid thought. So OBN had 3 superstars, 24, 25, and 28 points.
Just try this again. This is how you do it. OBN had 3 superstars, boy, for 24, 25, and 28. That's how you say it.
Okay. Let me try. OBN had 3 superstars, boy, from 24, 25, and 28 points from Matt Stafford, QB for the Rams, Joe Mixon, running back for the Bengals, and Chris Godwin, wide receiver for the Bucks. Woo! And this overshadowed zeros, as well as his human trash style negative one in the D. Fire Dogs were lackluster. I would call the B-teamers this week. They did pick up an injured RB off the waiver wire this week, so they got some plans. OBN is now in 5th place, and Fire Dogs are just barely hanging on to playoffs territory. Looking at Mark out there outside the door in 8th place, still despite their loss.
Yeah, so the Fire Dogs picked up an injured reserve running back as their main strategy here.
Yeah, nobody left behind, according to the Fire Dogs.
I saw that guy. I thought about claiming him. I'm not sure that it makes sense. And now, now they're trying to revamp the Fire Dogs. I don't know. But down there in 8th place, you guys can't be picking up injured players here.
Yeah, it's an interesting strategy. We'll see how it plays out.
All right. Tired of the innuendos. I'm not going to pick up on any of them. Team Bagel.
There wasn't any there.
Another Dudabide for Team Bagel, Bailey and Nigel, but are saved by 2 superstars, Justin Fields, quarterback of the Bears, and Austin Eckler, running back of the Chargers, with 25 and 24 points, bagging them up. It's 108 points to distance duo's 74. Now, the duo, they're not really doing anything wrong, and I think that's what makes me so uncomfortable about the duo. They just have a B team. And they always have a B team. I think it's driven, I said this last year, by their refusal to auto draft, combined with their lack of knowledge of what to do. Perhaps some training needed on the waiver wire, but generally, you know what I would say about them is they have heart.
They do.
Rocky heart. Balboa, Rocky.
What other Rocky could it be?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, that's
Rocko's
fair.
Modern Life. There's lots of different Rockies. The Rocky, so social distance Rocky, moves to 17th place way down there with the true abiders. And that just ain't right.
It's not.
Not sitting with me very well. I want to see them climb this VFB ladder. You know, like maybe build off some of their superstarian Deebo Samuel, wide receiver of the 49ers, you know, like that. Like they could kind of center a team around him, build a waiver wiry team around him, look each week, see what's out there. And you're not going to get into the A-team bracket. You're not. But I'd like to see you guys at least put you in a realistic spot for the B-team mug by the end of the season, okay? So that is the commission's homework for you, Rex and Janine. You that deserve a hot cup. A
pep talk.
What's that?
I said that was a poor excuse for a pep talk. Also, did you give the name Deebo Samuel your CD Lamb treatment by accident? Because I think you did. You said Deebo Samuel, and I feel like you forgot that it wasn't CD Lamb when you started saying
Deebo,
it.
Deebo Sam? You deserve a hot cup of the second best victory with all that heart, Rex and Janine. Just like Rocky gets in Rocky 2. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Bagel remains the only locked dude-abiding team in playoffs territory. All the rest of the dude-abiders that are locked are way down there in the stank. And the Bagel's even above those fire dogs. Yeah, so they're in seventh place, y'all.
Man,
Jess, you played dad this week, and it didn't go well.
I know. There were some issues there.
Daddy issues?
I suppose one could call it that.
I just did.
Yes, you did. I'm not reading about my own game. You can do it if you want.
Okay, that's fine. Matt Burrow breaks down hard against Dad in the Legion of Doom. Talk about those daddy issues. You, Matt Bros, got 63 points, yo, against the most points champ this week, Legion of Doom. She just couldn't put together any respectable anything this week with 0 points from Darius Slayton, wide receiver of the Giants. He failed to reel in either of his targets on Monday's loss to the Chiefs. Thanks for the contribution, Slayton. You know, slay a ton? Is that what your last name is? More like slaying none.
No slay zone.
No flex zone. All right.
No, it was no slay, you said.
Yeah, that's true. I treat it so special. Now you hold jelly. Free calls, got several. They tears are better. I'm a trendsetter. I'm a go-getter. He ain't slaying nothing. That's right. And you know what? I just have one other thing I want to say here about the Doom.
What's that? Here comes the...
In the form of Daddy Doom with three superstar, almost monster level players this week with a combined 78 points from Tom Brady, who needs no introduction, Tyreek Hill, also no introduction, and Tyler Lockett. I'm going to leave that introduction as well, followed by another 18 on the pile from Jordan Howard. I will go ahead and introduce him, running back of the Eagles. And that's your already a hundo points right there from those four players. And you're already doing better than the week 8 91 point average. So Dad, again, keeps coming in with these slammer of games. Now, the rest of his team sucked, but Doom is a superstar-studded team that needs that done need no losers, okay?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready to hear this next part.
The ballers be hollering at Dad, and he be a hollering back. No
hollering BK9 right back.
Rushing up there to grab, you know, I'm rushing up there as BK9 up to grab his first place coming the next couple week. But for now, he remains solidly in first place, a spot he only gave up for 1 week this season and never again. Jess, you suck. Dad, you're awesome. Let's move on to the next game from here.
May I make one commentary on my game, though? I said I didn't want to talk about it, but now I want to talk about it. As of right before the games began, I was slated to win. Okay? Like, not by much. Like, I was, the prediction was that I had a 51% chance of winning and he had a 49% chance of winning. And then the game started and everything went to hell in a handbasket. So, but I did things right. Technically, this is a loss that does not fall on my shoulders. This is a loss that falls squarely on the shoulders of the ESPN projectors. You can quote me on that and take it to the bank.
Well, now the ESPN projectors are not trade stocks here. They're just giving you some stats so that you can see, you know, on average, the guys you have put in your roster probably add up to more than dads.
Well, I follow them blindly, so I need to have the trust in them that I can't maintain this projections relationship with them if I can't maintain the trust. That's all I'm saying.
You ran into some bad luck. 70% of the VFB is luck. And that's just what you ran into.
70%? Did you make that up?
No. That's kind of what the general thing is. I don't know how much more I have to say about this, but, you know, DeAndre Swift, your Swift kick in the butt guy, he did very poorly.
Yeah.
He was getting his 20-pointers most of the time. He had his worst performance this week out of 8 weeks. You had your Darius Slay a Nun that we just talked about, got 0 points, had some issues there.
No slay zone.
We already did that. You got lots of single digits. Okay. Got lots of single digits elsewhere. So it's all about luck sometimes. And you got to just keep on pushing through.
Fine.
If you got
move it along. What are you doing?
Connie's not doing too well. She started off in a, way up there, and way up there in the playoffs territory, beginning of the season. She changes her name to, you know, from Fornes to ICT Dachshunds. We praised her for all the involvement. And then she had a stat correction and actually lost one of her games, and it's just been downhill from there. So she faces the consistent powerhouse GTP this week, and it did not go well for her.
That's a hard one to face. Solid team that we are for sure going to see in the playoffs come week 14. I would put them on the same pedestal, is how Jason spelled it. Okay. I'd put them on the same pedestal as the Flube this year in terms of just a really consistent powerhouse team.
That's a good point.
She now actually sits above the Flubies in third place with her 110-point win against the ICT Dachshunds this week, driven by combined 46 points from two different superstars. So the running back wide receiver combo of Aaron Jones from the Packers and DK Metcalf from the Seahawks. She also had a rockstar rhythm section that left it all on the field, left their heart on the field, the soul on the field, the blood, sweat, and tears on the field at 23 points. Dachshunds had a couple superstars of their own, 42 points combined from Ryan Tannehill. It's an interesting last name. And Robert Woods of the Rams, Robbie Woods. But a little less spunk on there, a little more practice squad performance from
a little less from what?
You write these. You can't. Oh gosh.
A little less funk, it says.
Not what it says.
Okay. You gotta move on from that quick.
110-93 puts Dachshunds way down there in 16th place. With all of our delightful dude abiders. So, sorry, Con. You'll get them next time. But for now, that tail is going to stay wagging between your legs.
Oh, that was unnecessary. Con, I will give you the same advice I give Rex and Jay.
Here comes another pep talk. Get
Rex
ready.
Rex and Janini. Play the waiver wire a little bit. You don't know what that means? Hit me up, you know?
Ask Peaceful Pam. What's her name again? Peaceful Pam.
I'll send you some screenshots. Peaceful Pam knows how to do it. I think you guys could position yourselves for that coffee mug. Remember, in this championship, we have a lot of teams. So it's a little early to be talking about the A-team playoffs and the B-team playoffs. But in the B-team playoffs, it's a ladder. So everybody in the top three games will have a chance at the B-team coffee mug. Everyone in the bottom two games, that's four teams, the bottom four teams, no matter how well you do, even if you win all three of your games, you will never reach high enough to grab that mug. So you don't want to be in those bottom four. Stay out of the bottom four. Position yourselves to at least be in what we would call 13th place. And that...
Or above.
Is the minimum. 13th or above, obviously. At least 13th place. And you'll be positioning yourself for that coffee mug potential. Okay?
Woohoo! That means I'm in the right place.
Yeah, I want to look forward to next week a little bit because it's always good to look forward to a game you're going to lose.
I'm going up against you, right?
Going up against me. Heck yeah.
Good catch there.
Heck yeah. We're going up against each other next week, so you're going to lose that one. Then you're going up against GTP, so you're going to lose that one.
I have some things up my sleeve that you don't know about. I have some thingies up my sleeveys, so get ready.
Okay. You're not currently projected to win at all, but I assume it's because you haven't done anything with your roster yet.
Accurate. Carly
Redskins, we'll be seeing him come back up with a little bit of a extra jab from the Spicy Space Tubes he's playing next week, so right away, went in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Peaceful People, you can expect her to be in playoffs territory as she plays the Stinky Trash. She's not doing too well this year. San Antonio Marksmen are going up against the Flube, so he's got his work cut out for him. And you've got Legion of Doom playing the Fire Dogs. So I'm looking forward to week 9, and I think that this week is, I think it's done.
It's a wrap on this B team week.
No flex zone. All right.
No, it was no slay, you said.
Yeah, that's true. All right. That's all I got for this. Oh my God.
Guess what I ate today? What? A brick of ramen noodles, but I didn't cook it. Really need that, that's it, go. Really, I really need that, just it, go. Really, I really need that, that's it, go. Really, I really need that, that. I really need that, that's it, go. Really, I really need that, just it, go. Really, I really need that, that's it. Sick, go, that sick, go, sick, go. I don't really need that, that sick, go. Really, I don't really need that, so sick, go. Really, I don't really need that, that sick, go. Really, I don't really need that, that. I don't really need that, that sick, go. Really, I don't really need that, so sick, go. Really, I don't really need that, that. Sick, go, that sick, go, sick, go. I don't really need that, sick, go. I don't really need that. I don't really need that, so sick, go. Really, sick, sick, go, that sick, go, sick, go. We'll be right back.
sit go. I really need that that 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 that. I really need that that sit go. I really need that that sit go. I really need that that sit go. Sit go. That sit go. Sit go. I really need that that 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 that. I really need that that sit go. I really need that that sit go. I really need that that. Sit go, that sit go, sit go, 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 go.